are tonight in Radioland. This is Patricia with Create Your Fate with Pat 58. I come to you tonight on Keen Radio, here on the West Coast, and around the world. How exciting is that? I also have a master's degree in education and 47 years with a psychic gift. How are you all doing out there tonight? Today is June 10th, 2019, and it is approximately 5:31 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Welcome to all of you. I want you all to be here. Are you ready to receive a free reading tonight? Well, baby, I'm ready to give it to you. If you are, call 657-383-0802 to get yours now, free and live, here on Keen Radio. If any of you have a social media account, such as Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, please go to these sites now, and please, 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 please like Keen's pages. Now a little word from our sponsor. Keen.com is the leading site for psychic readings, spiritual guidance, inspiration, and empowerment. Advisors on Keen are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, to give you the answers you need regarding love, career, relationships, and anything you desire to learn about your life and your world. Get a personalized reading today and change your life. Call 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-275-5336. And get your exclusive offer with any advisor you choose. Now, that is only good for new customers. I, Pat 58, can be reached at extension 048-19206. KEEN has gone mobile. You can download the Keen app on your smartphone, and you can get a reading on the go. All you have to do is log on, download the app, click on the app, open it up, pick an advisor you choose, and you can get a reading as you're walking the dog, or as you're driving in your car, of course, hands-free, or you can get a reading as you're let's say at home, doing chores. Furthermore, you can get an offer from Keen by texting to the number 40506. Now, again, these offers are good to new customers only. If you want to earn Keen dollars and you are a ongoing customer on Keen, you can refer new clients to Keen. And you can tell Keen that you can have them tell Keen, excuse me, you can have them tell Keen that they were referred by you, and Keen will send you Keen dollars. Okay, now, if you want a free reading tonight, and this is a short reading, two questions, I invite you to call me on the show with 657-383-0802. And I will give you a short, quick, free reading, a free reading. And you can call me on Keen. I'm very generous with my minutes. I run a daily special. And that daily special is, if you call me on Keen and you add 25 paid minutes to our session, I will send you 5 free minutes. And those free minutes are good for 2 to 4 weeks. And you could use them for your next reading. Okay? And that is a free five minutes at my rate is close to, I think it's over $20. So that's a lot of money. Okay? So all you have to do is call me on Keen for your first reading. And you stay on with me for 25 minutes, and I will send you 5 free minutes. Okay, now, And so you can have all your questions ready. You can ask me about personal questions, romantic questions. You could ask me about finances. You can ask me about your job. The only thing I can't answer are health questions, and I cannot answer anything legal, okay? But I can help you with anything else. I love, love, love my job. I love working as a psychic. I'm very honest, okay? And I use Jesus as my conduit, if you will, and the Holy Spirit. And I have a great psychic gift, and I love sharing it with my clients. And you can call me. You add 25 paid minutes, and I will send you 5 free minutes. Okay. Now, tonight we are going to continue our series about the book called The Five Love Languages. And tonight I am talking about the love language of acts of service. Okay, so I am going to be talking about how important acts of service is. And acts of service, doing acts of service, is a way of expressing love by doing things for the people we love. Now, this book was written by Dr. Chapman, and it's a phenomenal book. I've read it twice now, and I'm sharing my information with you. Okay, so then I'm going to give some free readings. So, the expression of love through the love language acts of service means to do things to make life easier for people we love. The act should be done out of love for the person, and not with any expectation for anything in return. These acts are done to show the person we care and love them. Examples of acts of service are to take out the trash, do the laundry, fix dinner, washing the car, or cleaning the garage. Now, if the person you care about has different things that they would like you to do besides the examples I stated, or aside from the examples I stated, what I invite you to do is sit down and have a conversation with them and ask them what they would like you to do for them. Now, some of you may not be comfortable with doing acts of service, okay? And if you're not, this is okay. However, I'm going to challenge you and say it's time to make a change. You may not like doing chores for someone you care about. It's time to get over that. Do not look at them as things that you have to do. Instead, look at them as ways to show love and ways to make the person feel better. And as Dr. Chapman says, as ways to keep that person's love tank full, as ways to make that other person feel like they are being loved. And how many of you feel good about yourself when you're doing something for somebody else? Because when we do something for somebody else, it gets us out of ourselves, okay? It makes us think about the other person. It also helps to build our self-esteem. So in doing loving things for the person we love, in doing those acts of service, we are teaching ourselves to get out of ourselves, okay? If you grew up in a house where you did not have to do chores, or maybe you only did outside ones, it's time to make a change again. And you need to start thinking about the person you care about. You can change some of these behavior patterns and do loving things for them. Writing down these different acts of service is important as it is a way to show your mate or loved one what you are doing or what you did for them. Write down no more than three things at a time. It helps you to stay focused and to not get overwhelmed that you have to do everything. And you can do them maybe three or four times a week, you know, depending on the needs of your loved one. If you are the recipient of the love language acts of service, remember to say thank you and be grateful to the person doing these things for you. Think they are doing this just for you. They are doing this so you feel special. They are doing this because they want to be kind. They are doing this because they love you. Do not forget to tell them thank you. Giving love through the five love languages is important for someone we love, as it helps to keep their love tank full, as I said earlier. It also makes the relationship between the two of you easier. Easier because you and them will be happier. Acts of service is a love language where we are doing things or chores to help make life easier for the person we love. Picking one or two things to do and writing them down is important because it will help the doer to not become overwhelmed. If you are not used to doing chores, start practicing. Remember, you are doing this to make life better for someone you love also. I am so excited to be on the air tonight. I've had a busy week. I had a household guest who is a family member, and he is a teenager, and I got to do acts of service for him by hosting him and cooking for him and taking him out shopping and buying him things because he is going to go to a tournament here in a few weeks, and I got to show him I loved him by doing those things for him. And he was very appreciative, but honestly, in doing those things for him, it made me feel better about myself. So I am inviting you to do the same thing for somebody you love, because doing things for somebody else gets us out of our own headspace and makes us think about other people. And I'm so excited to be giving free readings tonight. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be of service. And I'm going to click, click, click. And I want you to share about the chapter Acts of Service. And next week, we're going to be reading about physical touch. So I invite you to read the book, The Five Love Languages. You can download it free online and read it. So next week, we're going to be reading the chapter about physical touch. And I'm going to be clicking. Here we go. Hi, my name is Patricia. You're live on the air.
Hi, Pat and Andrea.
Hey, Andrea. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you today? You sound great.
I'm doing well. Did you read the chapter Acts of Service?
I did. That really fits me to a T.
What did you think of it?
That fits me to a T.
Yeah, what'd you get out of it? What did you get out of Mark and Mary's story?
Well, I just think you need to give love to receive love and vice versa. You know, you try to get as close to a 50-50 relationship as possible, and that's how you can do it.
Right.
I always felt like if you have a boyfriend or a husband and he works late, that I'm more than happy to have dinner ready for him when he comes home, because that makes it a 50-50 relationship.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what works for me.
I knew psychically as I was reading it, I thought, you know what, this is Andrea.
Yeah. Yes, you know me. You know me.
I thought this was Andrea, because you're such a perfectionist, you know? And I said, this is Andrea. This is her. This is how she likes to receive love.
Yep.
Yeah, and I don't believe in taking anybody in advantage of, so I think that's how you provide 50-50.
Right. Well, those are called boundaries, because no is a full sentence. The word no, when you say no, it's a full sentence. So how can I help you, my dear?
Well, I had an interview with a different company today with a lady by the name of Leslie, because I haven't heard from my old company just yet. So I was wondering which is going to pan out, the new company or the old company, because I'm taking whatever comes first. I need to go back to work.
Oh, my gosh. It says you're getting stressed out over this. Honestly, I get Six of Cups, which means the past. I get the Devil card, which means it's old. So, you know what, and I get the Moon card, which means it's difficult. And I know that where you were at your old job, you're going into a new department, but working there was difficult for you. You felt defeated in some ways with the Five of Swords. And with the Six of Cups being there, that means past and the Devil. So I think it's the past. The past place, the old place.
The old place, huh? We'll give another
try.
Yeah,
the old. I know you're hoping for the new place, because I get the Ace of Cups in your position. But it looks like you just want to go to somewhere. You just want a job because you want to be happy. I feel you're tired of being home and just. You're tired of not having that income that's coming in on a consistent basis.
Yeah. So you think the old company is going to come through first, huh?
I do. So what's your next question, my love?
Okay, my next question. Do you have any messages from my deceased mother, Roselle?
So I use cards to do mediumship readings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the cards are just a manipulative, a tool, if you will. That's what manipulative means, to help me see things. For any of you who haven't called me before, I've been aware of my psychic gift since I was a young child. I want to say 3 or 4 years old. Or five, I don't remember what I said on Facebook Live, but it was very young, 3 or 4. And I knew that my grandmother was going to die. She was sick, and she was supposed to get better, and she wasn't getting better. And I told my mom that she was going to pass away, and 3 days later she died. And my mom and dad were shocked. So what's your deceased mother wants to tell you is stop worrying about money. You're going to get through this, not having a job. This is a learning opportunity with the Five of Coins and the Temperance card. 2 fives means challenges. It also means time to learn. You're gonna learn to juggle new ways to save money. That's what the cards are saying. That's what she's telling you also. And I do feel with the Temperance card and the Page of Cups here that she is around you in the World card, and she does love you. Still.
Yeah, she always did. I believe that very much.
Do you want me to keep you on, Andrea?
Yes, please. Thank you. Have a nice evening.
Well, thank you. And I have a question to ask you. Do you mind telling people why you call me? Because there are some new callers on here.
I call Patricia because she's the most accurate I've found so far, and she's sincere, which is the main thing.
Thank you. You're such a sweet lady. And I've never met Andrea in person, ever, ever, ever. And the only time I've ever talked to her is on Keen or on the radio show. That's it. Yeah. Right, Andrea?
Yes, you're such a lovable person.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Well, keep me posted, okay?
I will. Please keep me on. Thank you.
I will. I'll keep you on. Thank you. Okay, time for our next caller. Here we go. I am ready for you. I'm clicking. Here we go. Hi, this is Patricia.
Hi.
You're live on the air.
Hi, Patricia. This is Tamika. It's so good to talk to you. I spoke to you last month here and on Keen. You were so helpful. I'm so glad to hear you again. I read the book, and my love language is physical touch. And the second one I came in for was service, acts of service. So I wanted to call you because the guy, I wanted to first check in with you. I spoke to you with Keen about the guy at work that I have feelings for, and I wanted
Okay, wait. Before we get into that, so what did you get out of the chapter acts of service?
Oh, I got that it's very important to me, second to touch, because it shows me that I'm cared for and that my lover is considerate of me and that he's willing to help me out without me even asking. Like, if he sees me stressed out, he will just step in and just do that for me. And that matters a great deal to me, second to physical touch, which is true.
Right. Yeah, I like the book because I think it's amazing how he took all his case work and put it together into a book, Dr. Chapman, and figured out a way for us to express love to people.
Yeah,
I just think that's amazing.
I agree.
It's very intelligent, very intelligent, and I'm proud of you for reading the book, because I recommended that you read it. Good for you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's an awesome book.
Okay, sweetheart. So what's your question, my love? I didn't mean to cut you off, but what's your question?
That's okay. My first one is I wanted to see if you see a future between Frank and I, the person I spoke to you last month about. He works at my current job, and we still are sort of seeing each other, but he still doesn't really let me into his life, like private life. He doesn't talk to me on the weekends, like outside of work. And we're still sort of seeing each other, but it's like secret still. And today I was trying to ask him to do a little acts of service for me, like get me my lunch, and he just wasn't getting it. Like, and he didn't talk to me all weekend. I feel like I don't matter to him, and like this is just gonna stay on a sexual level or something. But I do care deeply for him. Wondering what you see with him, what's going on.
Okay. Let me see. So I'm going to ask him if this is going to get better between you and him, okay? So just think about Frank, okay?
Yeah.
It'll get better between the two of you, but honestly, sweetheart, it's going to take some time, okay? He needs to spend some more time with you to, like, really get you. That's what I feel. And I feel like you're going to have that opportunity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't temporary, okay? This will turn into something permanent, but it's going to take time. So what else do you want to know?
Do you still think that I want to see, like, I want to know if he's seen other girls, but at my job, you had told me also not to take the hospital job. So I was wondering if you think I should still stay at the current job, or should I actually take the hospital job? Like,
honestly, it does say to stay at the current job. There's more to learn there. That's what I see. Yep. So, I invite you to call me on Kane. I need to get to my next caller, my love.
Yeah, I want to call you after the show to ask you if he's seen other women.
Okay, I'll be online. I'm going to use the powder room, and then I'll log back on. So I'm going to arrange a call now. I invite you to go on there and arrange a call.
Okay.
Okay, love. Take care. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Time for our next caller. Here we go. Hi, it's Patricia. You're live on the air.
Hi, Pat. First time caller. I have a question. Am I going to find love this year? And am I going to move? That's my two questions. Or are both things going to be together?
Okay, so what's your name, honey?
Oh, sorry, Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary. So we're going through the book Five Love Languages right now. And I'm going to be going over the chapter Physical Touch. You can download it free online. And I invite you to read that chapter and call us back next week. But let me answer your questions, okay? Is she going to find love this year? Is Rosemary going to find love this year? I do think you will find love. I don't think it's this year, though.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's not with somebody I met recently, then?
You want me to ask that?
Yeah, is that person going to be in my life? But it'll take some time.
It looks like what it's saying is it's that person and then it's somebody else. So you're gonna have a choice.
Okay. Story of my life. Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, Rosemary. Well, thank you for calling and call back next week reading that chapter. We're gonna be doing physical touch. Okay?
Is it on your Facebook?